This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 11th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across the country today, the weather remains warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies perfect for an afternoon stroll. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze, while Haifa sees a few clouds but stays dry. As the sun sets, temperatures will cool slightly, offering a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Lebanon is closely monitoring an Israeli operation targeting Revolutionary Guards tunnels, with Israel determined to take Hezbollah's stronghold at any cost earlier this hour. Also, Ynet reports that IDF troops fired at a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line. This marks the first strike under new rules limiting offensive action and took place earlier today. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Iran insists on demands over the Strait of Hormuz, saying it won't reopen unless certain U.S. conditions are met. Mediation efforts show some progress. Separately, Forward reports an altercation involving Arab-Israeli activist Yosef Haddad during a podcast debate on Israel, just in. And finally, I24 News shares that Prime Minister Netanyahu welcomed Colombia's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights earlier today. Now for reactions from social media. Balaz News reported just minutes ago that Israeli forces are conducting strikes on terror targets in Kadera, a Shiite village in southern Lebanon. Hillel Nuyer, a commentator on international affairs, posted earlier that he plans to expose the truth about UNRWA's funding, challenging claims of the agency's reform. The Israel Policy Forum posted recently, urging the Trump administration to address the crisis in Kusra, where radical settlers have trapped Palestinian families in their homes. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon, reports from Walla reveal Israel's focus on tunnels linked to the Revolutionary Guards. This secretive battle aims to neutralize Hezbollah's capabilities. The consequences could escalate tensions in an already volatile region. Turning to Gaza, Ynet details the IDF's response to a sniper threat near the ceasefire line. This action reflects the military's new engagement rules. Civilians near the border may feel heightened anxiety as security measures intensify. Meanwhile, in the Strait of Hormuz, the Times of Israel highlights Iran's demands for the U.S. to end conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. Mediation continues, with Pakistan indicating some progress. The situation remains tense, impacting global oil markets and regional stability. Separately, the altercation involving Yosef Haddad is gaining attention. Forward reports that during a heated podcast debate, the discussion turned physical. This incident underscores the deep divisions and passions surrounding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Finally, Colombia's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights marks a diplomatic win for Israel. As reported by I24 News, this move bolsters Israel's international standing. It may influence other nations' stances on similar issues. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a significant development for employees at Jerusalem's Biblical Zoo and Aquarium. A new agreement grants a 2,000 shekel bonus and a 17% salary increase. Separately, Ynet Business shares that LinkedIn plans to close its R&D center in Tel Aviv, laying off dozens. This follows their acquisition of Israeli startup Oribi 4 years ago. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Vaconia will become a strategic partner in Sonovia. This move involves acquiring 20% of shares, aiming to advance the next generation of textiles. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.